This is.
Wait for the chair to adjourn. Please. There you go, sir. Public hearings?
Yes, so this is case number 12,655. Edwin and Candace Kelly seek variances from the front yard setback requirement for proposed structures, sections 115.34 and 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is a through lot located on the east side of Cove Way and the west side of Coastal Highway within the Cotton Patch Hills subdivision. The 911 address is 29563 Cove Way, Bethany Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel number is District 134, Map 5, Parcel 138. Specifically, the applicants request a 10-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for proposed second floor deck and steps. There are zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Staff note, the dwelling was built in 1985 and has received a certificate of occupancy, and there are no violations.
Is the applicant present? Would you please come forward, be sworn in with Mr. Sharp?
It might make it easier just to.
Bob, you can hand them over there, please.
Thank you.
I see there's three gentlemen up here. We'll swear you in all at the same time. If you can just state your name and address, I'll start here with you.
Steve Benton, 246 Clayton Avenue, Frankfort, Delaware.
Ed Kelly, 8400 Old Stagecoach Road, La Plata, Maryland.
Okay. Is this gentleman testifying as well?
No.
He is not. All right. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I'll give you the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. My name is Ed Kelly. I am the applicant as well as the owner of the property. And Mr. Steve Benton is my design consultant. He'll be making a presentation of the request and will be answering any questions upon completion of his brief, and I use the word brief, presentation. Thank you.
We do need to correct the record that the application was for the rear yard setback. The current rear yard setback is 40 feet from the highway.
I'm going to cut you off. Oh. It is a front yard. It's a through lot, so we call those front yard setbacks. So just because the house is oriented towards Cove Way, it's not a rear yard. It's a through lot, so it has two front yard setbacks.
Oh, okay.
So that's why we call it that way.
Gotcha. Okay. This it's actually a relatively simple project. There's already a current deck there that is right at the setback line, and the survey was prepared by True North Survey, so it was a licensed survey that did that. So we're just requesting a 10-foot deck extension into the 40-foot setback, and I'm just here to answer any questions you might have about the type of construction.
If we just have you closer to the microphone. They're sensitive, but they don't always catch everything. Okay. We get people listening online.
I might add just a couple of issues here. We did present this to the HOA board for our association, and the board approved it, subject to the county approving it. That's one of the main issues that we want to let you know.
Does that complete your presentation?
Unless you have any questions.
We might have some questions. Board, do we have any questions?
Mr. Chair. Either of you may be able to answer this. There's always these double front yard setbacks are always interesting. Distance, do we know the distance from the property line to road edge?
I don't know if that's on the survey. No, it's
but we've got 50 feet to right of way, correct?
There's a 40-foot setback right now. We're asking for 10 feet, so it'll be a 30-foot setback.
I understand. Sir, Mr. Kelly, my question is from the property line...
To the road?
To the road, is there...
Well, we know it's at least 30 feet.
To the road edge would probably, it's not on the survey, but Google could probably tell us pretty close. You can pull up the tape measure there, but it's got to be 20, 30 feet to the road. Well, no, it's more than that to the road edge, probably more. I would say at least 30 feet to the road edge, at least.
Are you talking from Coveway, or are you talking, I think Dr. Carson was referring to the coastal highway side, which is where the variance
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. Yeah, from the property line to the actual road edge, it would have to be at least 30 feet, I would think.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, it's beyond 30. It has to be more than that.
Yeah. I'm just saying minimum.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is the house would be approximately, as it is now, 70 feet from coastal highway?
At least.
I can't answer that.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, though, the HOA requirement is 25 feet, so well, we meet that requirement without any issue.
56.
Also, I may add that there are other homes along Cove Way that do impede into the 40-foot setback. So there are other homes that are equally beyond the setback.
The house itself is 48 feet from the property line, so I would say you're probably pushing 80. 85 feet from the house to the road edge, probably closer to 90. Yeah.
Are those trees there in the backyard on your property line or on your property?
Some of them are, and looks like some of them are right on the road. Right on Ocean Highway. We have a good buffer of trees along the back of our backyard.
Have you spoken to any of your neighbors about this?
I did speak to my next-door neighbor about putting a jacuzzi in. She had no problem with that. The house next to her right, or to her left, as you're facing there, does have a jacuzzi, does have a deck that does go beyond the setback, that's the 40-foot setback. So I don't think she'll have any problem with what I'm doing, because there's an equal issue on the other side.
Those trees that are along the back side of the tree line there, that tree line right there by Coastal Highway, are those trees tall enough to block?
I'm sorry?
Are those trees tall enough to block your view of Coastal Highway or?
Yeah, all the trees along there do block the sound and also the vision. Okay. Now, one tree with the latest storm did come down, and that was removed.
Sir, is this on central sewer?
Yes.
Okay, and what do you have for water?
Excuse me?
Do you have a well for water?
No, it's also central water and sewer.
Okay.
Sussex County.
Are there a number of other houses in your community with jacuzzi tubs on their deck? Is that a normal thing for this?
I know there's at least one.
Okay.
We have about seven or eight houses on our side of the of Cove Way.
Okay. Is the size of the deck that you're proposing, is that typical for your community?
Well, it's a 10-foot additional deck. The whole deck will be 18 feet. So I would say that's fairly typical.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mr. Kelly, one of the five criteria we have is, which you must prove, is not created by the applicant. So how would this deck and the need, how is that not created by the applicant?
Well,
that's one of our five criteria for granting a variance.
I'm not sure how I can answer that question. I misunderstood the question. Basically, I'm saying what we have was existing, the 40-foot setback, and the existing home. So we didn't do anything to.
And because it's a through lot.
Yes,
sure.
That's right. Like I say, the HOA requires a 25-foot setback, so we certainly meet that requirement as well. And we had no negative feedback at all from the HOA board.
Thank you.
Thank you.
the steps that you have coming off of the back of this, I just want to make sure the furthest point of this deck will be the railing all the way to the, which would be the to the west. That will be the furthest point. These steps will not, they're not going to be at the edge.
No, they're set in about 24 inches.
I can see that from the drawing. I just wanted to make sure that that was the case.
Sir, the variance will also include four of the steps, right? The steps are going to impede into that 40-foot setback, right?
They're in the setback, but they're not beyond the furthest point of the deck.
Right.
Yeah, they're within the 10 feet we're asking for.
That means you're removing, there, I guess there's steps there now that you're going to be removing.
We're basically just moving them over.
Yeah.
Right.
Mr. Sharp, you have any questions?
I have a few. On the steps, Mr. Benton, I think you said that they're 24 inches set in, so they're not quite to the edge of the deck.
No.
All right, so Mr. Phillips, with that said, it would appear to me that the variance needed for the steps would only be 8 feet, not 10 feet. Is that correct? And Mr. Benton, does that sound right to you? Because what we do is we pin.
You're doing it separately?
We do, because it's a separate structure. So so the deck would need a 10-foot variance, and the steps need 8-foot variance. Okay. The neighboring deck that you referred to, Mr. Kelly, was that a first floor deck or a second floor deck?
The house behind next to my neighbor?
Yeah.
I think it's first floor.
Okay. Because there are some different rules for first floor structures versus second floor structures.
Okay.
So that, I don't know the circumstances, but I wanted to make you aware of that.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Did you look at other options to minimize the encroachment such that, did you look at making it perhaps not as deep and perhaps wider so that you wouldn't need a variance or as large a variance?
Whatever we did, we'd need a variance. We want to put a jacuzzi on the site.
Well, the one of the standards is you have to prove that this is the minimum variance to afford relief. In other words, if you could do it for less, then that's what you're required to show this board. So my question is, did you explore other options to try to minimize the need for this variance?
With the seven person hot tub and wanting at least a 3-foot clearance walk around, you would still need a variance. It wouldn't, 8 foot's not the only amount.
So this is the kind of the smallest that you could do, the smallest encroachment.
Yeah, and if you look at kind of like that 3D conceptual there, there would be no way the hot tubs that he's looking at are 7 to 8 foot, squares. So and then to maintain a good safe walking distance around the hot tub, you need that relief.
And was this house built by a prior owner?
Yes. I just bought it 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
All right. I have no further questions at this time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Further questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application?
Right.
Is there anyone present who is in opposition to this application? Operator? Operator?
Mr. Williamson, if you could just give the operator a few seconds.
Certainly.
Welcome to conference. Please say your...
If anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Okay, we have Ann on the line, and your line is open.
Hello, this is Anna Four. I'm an employee of Suffolk County, and I'm just calling in to test the line this evening.
Thank you, Ann.
You're welcome.
At this time, there is no one else on the line.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12655 for Edwin Kelly. I think the property has unique physical conditions with two front yard setbacks. I find that to be a difficult burden for applicants. I also think that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I believe that the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, too, for the reasons stated. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12655 has been approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.